Now you will see this cast member come up. This is the Shockwave audio symbol. Now in order to get this file to play on the web, you'll have to make a director movie. This script can be used as an example for getting the sound to play. Basically, the script is attached to the play button. It first plays a sound called click when the mouse button goes down, then it sets the visibility of the button to false to give the appearance of the button actually going down. Then, set the sound channel member 1 to 1 sets the sound channel of the Shockwave audio file to channel 1. Finally, play member 1 plays the file. This is the movie I put together with a play button and a stop button. If you click the play button, you can hear what the Shockwave audio file will sound like, and the original audio file is in the source art folder for comparison. When you're finished listening, click on the return navigation button to go back to the main menu.